what people would be doing when they'd be out there working the cotton with the hoe?
Can't think right now. What's the expression? And
chopping.
No.
Did you ever hear of chopping or scraping or something?
Oh, I've heard of chopping, but not chopping wood.
Uh-huh.
You know, chopping wood.
Chopping cotton. What kind of, say if you were trying to grow something around here, what sort of grass would you want to get rid of?
Crabgrass.
What else?
Bermuda.
Uh-huh.
It's Bahalia.
What's Bahalia?
It's a tall, thick grass. It's thin and it's real hard to cut. It grows, you know. You don't keep it. Yeah. They use it a lot out on the highways,
mm-hmm.
but they keep it mowed down themselves. But it's a pain in your yard. Some people even plant it for grass.
Mm-hmm. What about a place nowadays where they had a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter?
Dairy.
Did you ever hear that word dairy used to refer to anything else besides this commercial farm?
Don't think so.
What about do you ever remember hearing about before they even had ice boxes where people would keep milk and butter?
Yeah, but I can't think of a term.
What about keeping turnips or potatoes during the winter? Did you ever hear people doing that?
Yeah. Oh, canning? You mean like in jars?
Well, no, storing them.
Well, I've heard of the word storage bin,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not familiar with. I don't think they did that in my time, did I? Did they?
Send off one time and got some information from Tallahassee on vegetables. They had little pamphlets, and one of them was on how to build a storage bin. That's the only reason I know.
Storage bin.
Uh-huh. What about different kinds of fences that people would have around their property?
Wire fences, chain link fences, just regular wooden fences.
What about the kind of wire fence that twisted
wire? Barbed wire?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's used some places, but you don't see it very much around here to keep people out or to keep things in.
But we need to keep our kids.
Yeah, you don't see it very often anymore, I don't think, except maybe on farms or something.
What about if you're going to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the
posts?
Okay.
Posties. No, I'm sorry. I've never heard posties.
Posties.
It's just, you know, a little sizzle in it. Posts.
What about the singular? What?
Posts.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see a fence that go in and out? Real old-fashioned kind of.
Yeah.
What's that called?
No, this is what I would call split rail. Think of it as a split rail.
Split rail.
But woven, I've never considered it or called it.
Well, that one, Walter built with the real pine slats like this, so people couldn't see through it.
No.
Yeah, that would be a woven. She's talking about it, where you lay them end to end and just kind of
you don't use them.
Zigzag them. Looks like rickrack.
I don't know. You don't see that around here.
What about a kind of a wooden fence someone might have around their yard? Little slats, maybe pointed at the top.
Picket.
Uh-huh. Any old-fashioned name for picket?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever hear of paling fence?
Yeah. But it's an unfamiliar word or term. I don't use it. I rarely hear it used.
Did you ever hear of people building a fence or wall out of loose rock or stone?
Yeah.
What would they call that?
Stone wall.
Was that very common around here?
Probably used to be, but you don't see.
Around your daddy's old house, there's a cement.
Beatrice and Tigers.
Yeah.